Sarah went missing overnight from the 9th into the 10th of October last year. She was reported missing to the police a couple of days later into the 11th. And from that moment, the police dealt with the investigation as a missing person. We were very concerned because of the nature of how Sarah had gone missing, but it was a missing person investigation. Over the next 3 days, working with Ben Lacomba and the family and friends to understand what might have happened to Sarah, I started to become suspicious of the accounts that Lacomba was giving, which didn't always add up to what other people were saying, and his behaviour, the way he was presenting, especially on the day of their son's birthday and Sarah still being missing. I appreciate that people act in different ways, but it was a concern to me. Then you add on the fact that he disposed of his mobile phone, and that's a key piece of behaviour, very strange behaviour for somebody that says he's done nothing wrong, has nothing to hide, and knows nothing of what happened. And it was at that point, on the 16th of October, I declared him a suspect in Sarah's murder, and he was arrested. This was an incredibly challenging investigation, mainly because we haven't found Sarah. In a traditional murder investigation, we would have a victim and their body, and a pathologist will be able to examine the body and be able to say in evidence that that person is dead and how they've died. We didn't have that evidence to give in this case, and that was a huge challenge. It's very rare, but what we had to show was from the circumstances of Sarah's life, how she was in herself, what she left behind, which was really important, the plans that she'd made for the future, and the fact that since that time, even now, over a year later, we found no physical footprint, financial footprint, digital footprint of Sarah being anywhere. So we were able to show the jury that with all that information and evidence, they can be sure that Sarah is no longer alive. But it was a big challenge. The fact this is a no-body murder, as we describe it, has challenges in the fact that we don't have a body. We also didn't have any witnesses to what happened to the murder itself. We can't be 100% sure where that murder took place, although we believe it was at the home address, but we don't know where and how. So there's lots and lots of unknowns we've had to work with. We were able to show through a huge amount of effort, not only from police, but from partners, from the help with the community, from the appeal that we put out for CCTV, from people helping us search, from experts advising us around forensic opportunities. We were able to capture evidence to get a very good idea of what we believed happened after Sarah Woods was killed. So from all of those hours of CCTV, we could show that his car was on the move that night when he says he was at home in bed. We were able to show that he turned his own CCTV off that night. We were able to show that he threw his phone in the river a few days later. And lots of other evidence that we could build a big picture up to show the jury that although we don't know how Sarah was killed and we don't know where her body is, you can be sure that she has been killed and this is the behaviour of the person that's done it. And that was enough to convince the jury that he was responsible for her murder. One of the early suspicions I had of him was when we were speaking with him as a person that was reporting Sarah missing, was that he didn't seem that bothered. Now, I appreciate their relationship had ended, but this was on the day of their son's birthday. He didn't appear to have any concern. As time went on, that behaviour continued, and he was acting in a way that I believed that he knew she was never going to come back. Comments that he was making. An example being, he went to the family court to try and get an urgent hearing to gain custody of his children. What was the urgency around that if you yourself never thought she would be walking back through that door again? Now, when we had him in custody over many days for many hours. We interviewed him. In fact, we interviewed him for around 10 hours over a number of days. And every single question we asked him, he remained silent, absolutely silent. And for somebody that had nothing to hide, somebody that said he was in bed asleep, somebody that may have some concern for the mother of his own children, why did he remain silent? Of course, he has every right to remain silent. But again, that behaviour seemed very strange to us. In my role, my absolute objective is to get justice for Sarah. And we've achieved that. Lukomba has been found guilty. He's responsible for Sarah's murder and concealing Sarah's body. And that is what we aim to achieve, number one. But number two, we still haven't found Sarah. And that is a massive gap in this investigation, not only for my team, who really feel it that we haven't found Sarah, but even more so for Sarah's family and friends. There are children out there who've lost their mother, don't know where she is. There are other family members who've lost their daughter, lost their sister, wider friends that have lost Sarah, and they want to know where she is. There's only one person that can tell us. He's decided not to. Certainly up until this point, he's decided not to. And if there's one thing I can ask him now, is do it for your children. Tell us where their mum is. Let us find Sarah. We've been searching for Sarah for over a year now. From the moment that she was reported missing, we've been looking for her. We have used significant resources from our own police force. We've also had help from other forces. We've had help from the Fire and Rescue Service, from the Kent search and rescue teams. We've had a huge amount of help and support searching by the community living in and around New Ash Green. We've had experts, scientists, helping us to try and understand where she might be and to help us find where Sarah is. That search continues. We have so much area where she may be to consider, and so much more area to search, that it will continue. A huge thank you on behalf of Sarah and her family, and from me to all those people that have helped and are continuing to help, because as I said earlier on, we still haven't found Sarah, and that is a big gap in our investigation.